Oh, it's not even kind of a mess. It's definitely a mess because now we have a new problem to add to everything. This would be the southbound George Washington Parkway before Spout Run. All traffic is stopped with that crash. Lanes are blocked. And because of this, they've started diverting people off at 123 on the southbound George Washington Parkway. So that may be another stretch of roadway you're going to have to avoid until they can get that cleared. Southbound 95 is another one that is messy. It is over top of the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Single file left continues to get you by the crash involving the overturned tractor trailer. Southbound 395 delay begins at Edsel Road. Your inner loop delay is almost back to Telegraph Road, and your outer loop delay is almost back to Braddock Road. All of those backups, it's going to feel like you're not moving at all just because of how little is getting by the tractor-trailer crash. Now, it was the northbound Fairfax County Parkway at Roberts Parkway. That had been under police direction for the wreck. And we still have the crash on northbound 395 at the left exit for the George Washington Parkway. That's along the left side, but it looks like they may be picking up some of those cones, and you can now access that exit to the George Washington Parkway. Get ready for Ashley's three big days, three big deals, Saturday through Monday. Save 10% off all Ashley furniture, plus free delivery. And Ashley pays your sales tax. Shop in-store today. Ashley. I'm Rita Kessler, your next traffic report in about 10 minutes.